from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, what's happening in San Diego? And welcome back to it. 3 o'clock hour, Gwen and Chris on a Tuesday. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. Matt Scravey. Alongside here in the Odyssey Palace Studios, Padres and Pirates. Pirates have to play the Padres again. You know, they're probably not looking forward to that. They've suffered all four for four to the Padres, and three of them have been really tough ones to take. But the Padres have been finding a way to get it done in these tight ball games.
That was their seventh loss in a row, I think.
They lost four to the Padres and three in the middle of that to the Dodgers. Pirates have really fallen out of contention. There's no question. Robert Suarez nailed it down last night. 26 saves now for Suarez. I just wanted to throw this out. Suarez coming into the game last night. Unbelievable moment. Padres take a 2-0 lead. The bottom of the eighth inning ends. And the lights go out at Petco Park. And then the flames start going around on all the video boards. And Robert Suarez comes jogging in from the bullpen. And there's
holy shnikes!
Exactly. There's a cameraman running behind him. And he's jogging in. And the lights are now flickering. And Robert Suarez's entry music is playing.
If you smell what the rock!
I wish he would come out to that,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, he's not coming into that. But here's the thing, and this is, I don't mean this as a dig at Robert Suarez, because I did get kind of charged up. But when the lights went out last night and he came into the game, I got taken back to when Hell's Bells used to start and Trevor came into a game. And I just don't think that's never going to be duplicated anywhere, anyhow, no matter how hard they try to do it. What do you think? Am I too old school?
What do you mean by that?
Like when the music started, the beginning of Hell's Bells.
Yeah, I mean it's part of
the... That's so iconic that I don't think it can ever be.
Yeah,
it can't.
It can't be duplicated because it's not just about the music. It's about what song it is. This Hell's Bells is perhaps the greatest entry song you can have for a pitcher.
There you go.
The only way to really replicate it is to use it. And then you have to be as good as the guy who was using it before.
And you know,
and
do
so
that, yeah.
And that's going to be tough. So, I mean, if that would have came on yesterday, my guess is it would have taken you back there and it would have gave you those same feels. And that's in the song. Like I don't even, you know, I wasn't, until Trevor was coming out to it, I couldn't tell you who, what the Hell's Bells was. But when he started coming out to it, I don't know how you can't come to the...
You can't beat it, right?
Yeah, you just, that is the greatest closer song, and it only works for a closer, right? Because you got to come in from the dugout, or from the bullpen. As a hitter, you don't get that long. Like, you get like 10 seconds, and then it's over. That song has to play out. And I just think he was one of the – he's the first one to come out to it. And I just think it's going to be ever – forever etched in anybody's head until we're all dead. And nobody who was around that was could, that saw it. Then it can be used again and be replicated in the same way.
Yeah. It's never going to be topped. I guess that was the point I was trying to make. I didn't make it very clearly. Robert Suarez's entry is cool. But it's just nobody's ever going to get to Trevor. I know the Yankee fans think that Mariano Rivera's Enter Sandman was better than Trevor's, but I will match it up any day of the year.
Hey, here's the other thing. They didn't have the technology to turn the lights off when Trevor came out. Like, if they turned the lights off in 98, we would have been waiting for 45 minutes for them to get the lights backfired up. So if Trevor had these effects... If Trevor had these effects, it would definitely be over. It would be hands down.
Well, I know where you can find
it. If they turn the lights on at Qualcomm, bro, the game would have probably been suspended for the rest of the night because the lights wouldn't come back on.
Because when the lights went out last night, man, everybody got excited.
Helsley does that too, guys, and he does AC/DC.
He does Hell's Bells.
That ain't the same. I guarantee.
Helsley does Hell's Bells?
Yeah, we did a Big Five question. You guys were both fine with it.
I was not fine with it.
I'm fine with it, but it ain't the same. I mean, you know,
still
I hate to tell him.
It's not the same, of course.
And he, it's you know why that song, like, if Trevor, I hope Trevor's not listening. Trevor had, for some reason, not been good. Like, we wouldn't think of the Hell's Bells in the same way. The fact that we think of it is because every time he came in for, like, what, 500 plus? 600. How many saves Trevor finished with?
Six something. Yeah, he got over six. Yeah,
600 plus saves later. That's why we feel that way about the song. Now, if Trevor would have came out and he got like, 150, we're probably not doing. The
I
same
just thing. Know that the excitement with Trevor coming into a game was so much. The crowd was so insane as he was running out on the field. And that song was screaming out over the loudspeakers. That, and you're right, Tony, it all has to do with his pitching.
Right.
But it felt like once he got to the mound and Hell's Bells finally stopped playing, that the other team has just gone home right then anyway.
Hey, Chris is not lying, by the way.
They weren't going to score. I mean, people were just no chance. The game was over, and that's because he was so good. But anyway, I just thought of that last night.
Because at home, I didn't really... Did they play Hell's Bells for him last
night? For Suarez? No.
Oh,
no, they play whatever he plays.
He played his song.
Yeah, I don't know what his song is. Honestly,
I
didn't recognize it. So
Because
somebody
on TV...
Somebody probably knows what it is.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it's a good walk-in song. And, you know, the fireworks and everything that's happening when he comes in, it's good. But I just think that, you know, this is just something that we were lucky enough to see when we saw it, and it's never going to be that way again. It just can't be
duplicated. On TV last night, they didn't go to break, and I was like, is something broken? Because usually they go right to break because they have a set amount of time that they need to get back by.
Yeah.
But they went the whole entire commercial break without going to break because they wanted everybody to see the Robert Suarez thing.
I you know what I don't know? Is, and we should know this because we've interviewed Trevor a million times, but what is the story behind Hell's Bells other than the fact that he loved AC/DC and loved that song? I don't know if you know, Tony, but I don't know if anybody knows. Did he go to the Padres and say, hey, I want to start playing that when I come in? Did somebody on the Padres say, hey, we got an idea? You know, when you come into the game, let's play Hell's Bells?
That's a great question.
I don't know. I mean, who honestly deserves the credit?
Yeah, Tony.
For
I'm a text him right now.
Yeah. Oh well, there's the source.
There we go.
I mean, that will be perfect.
Yes.
I really wish Robert Suarez would run out to this too. Chris has no idea what this is.
Little Stone Cold Steve Austin right there.
Yes, Austin 316, baby. Can you imagine Robert Suarez running on the field? I just love 90s wrestling intros.
Unfortunately, Robert Suarez wouldn't know what that is either.
Yeah, you don't know that. How old is Robert Suarez?
I don't know. He wouldn't know
Let me see. You don't know that. Stone Cold Steve Austin is a worldwide known person, right? Right?
I don't know if he's worldwide. He's worldwide in my world.
Oh, he definitely. He's worldwide. 1991 is when Robert Suarez was born. He's a stone cold guy, I'm sure.
He's a stone cold guy. Like, yeah. Why don't you go up next time you see Rob? Next time you're about to ignore Robert Suarez and the Padres.
Oh, is that how we're going
to
do that?
Well, Joe Musgrove told us the way you are, that you know, don't go up to the players. Go up to Robert Suarez and ask him. He knows who Stone Cold is.
You're like, Robert, I have a new song selection for you when you come out. Just have a boombox on my shoulder.
But the success he's had this year, I don't think he's going to be changing anytime
no.
soon.
No, not even good. Close. So I put it. I asked him how the Hell's Bells become his song, so I'll wait to hear back.
All right. We'll get the verdict on that. Gwen and Chris here, 3:09 is the time. We are going to be giving away, speaking of great music, a pair of tickets to see Def Leppard and Journey at Petco Park. It's coming up 17 days from now, August 30th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll let you know how you can get in on that shortly. You know, something to throw out there, guys. The NCAA football season is upon us, and they had the top 25 came out yesterday. And they were, yeah, thank you for playing the Aztecs song, because I was curious, where do the Aztecs stand heading into this season? Sean Lewis, brand new coach, and the excitement around Aztec football. According to Bill Connolly of ESPN, staff writer who does such things, the Aztecs in the college football power rankings enter the season number 91 in the nation.
I'm sorry, what?
Number 91 in the nation. Wait, yeah. They're 91st out of 134 teams. So
the San Diego State Aztecs.
San Diego State Aztecs, number 91, trailing such teams as Wyoming, Vanderbilt, Air Force, Toledo. We're even behind Texas State, Coastal Carolina, and South Alabama, and others.
That's so, all right. Yeah, we got to start somewhere.
That's where Sean Lewis is starting. So
91st.
91st.
Jeez, I had no idea.
There's
43
teams. There's 43 teams below them. If that makes you feel any better.
That does a little bit.
They were.
It does a little bit.
They got a lot. Sean Lewis has excited everybody to the point where I think a lot of people have forgotten that they were 4-8 last year.
It wasn't really a great season, you know.
So yeah, I think Sean. I think he's going to end up a whole lot higher than 91st, but that's where he's starting. So.
And they move up quickly once they're at 91st. You know, you take out Texas A&M and Commerce. You go down to 71.
You beat
71.
Them, you're
going
to move up at least to 90th.
I would hope so.
And then Oregon State, you can make a big jump if you won that one.
Now, if they lose to Texas A&M Commerce, they could be the last.
Then they could be all the way down.
They're not losing to Texas A&M Commerce. Stop it.
If they lose to them, they could be last.
I'm worried about
Stop
you guys.
It.
I'm worried about that.
Actually, Kirk Kenny and I have been texting here and there, and we talked to him on the show last week. He is very positive about this team. And if Kirk is positive about
this team,
to
say, that says a whole lot.
Does. It does. It tells me that this team has a chance if Kirk is a little positive about it.
Kirk is not always the most positive individual. So.
No, he'll tell it to you straight.
Like, he keeps it a buck. Yeah, so yeah. I'm happy that he's feeling positive about
upbeat.
This season.
Yeah, he did have an injury update today on one of their running backs, so Keenan Christian from the USC transfer, who was an Aztec last year, suffered an ankle injury in the Fan Fest game the other day. May not play on the opening game, but
do we have an opening game day temperature? Yeah.
It's got to be colder than it was for the original opening of Snapdragon
Stadium.
I'm
still hot.
That Arizona game, the hottest day in the history of San Diego.
I sat directly in the sun for like maybe 5 minutes, and I was like, I can't do it. It's too
hot. It's funny because the hysteria of how hot it was and them having to make wholesale changes at the stadium to kind of find a way to keep it cooler was like at an all-time high.
It was.
And that is such typical bad luck for San Diego State.
It really
athletics.
Is.
Well, it was it like really
anything
walking.
If anything can go wrong, it will. And, I mean, you build a brand-new stadium, and everyone's excited, and it debuts on the hottest day in the history of the planet.
It's
and
true.
And everybody hated your stadium because of that, and that had nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with
it. I went to it, and it was sort of like The Walking Dead because there were many people lying on the ground.
It was almost like it was almost like
everybody was wiped out. Yeah.
Yeah. It was that I think back to that day and like reading, getting on Twitter and just seeing how crazy everybody
how San Diego State did this and San Diego State did that.
Why didn't they put an awning over the stadium?
Why didn't they pour water over everybody? I mean, what do you want them to do?
That's where we all started finding out, like, the details of an awning and how it worked, because everybody was looking it up at the time.
Yes, where's an awning? It only costs an extra $42 million. They should have had it up.
That's why the Braves don't have a roof on their stadium.
I mean, poor Aztecs.
You know, how about this? Why don't you not drink a lot of alcohol and you drink water in the heat? That might help a little bit.
try to stay hydrated. Yes, something beer doesn't necessarily accomplish.
Yes. Beer definitely doesn't accomplish that.
Ooh, I have a Jazz Chisholm
update.
Update, yes.
All right, we'll give it what to us. When,
what happened? It was an update. What happened?
Tell us.
He left the game last night.
That's awesome.
Okay, we'll tell you on the other side. I'll tell you, Tony, in the break, so you...
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Daily Gambit is next, and we'll find out what happened to Jazz Chisholm. That'll bring you back on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, Chris. Costello, Tony Gwynn Jr. at Petco Park. Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. San Diego's number one sports talk station, 321 is the time. Rolling towards 5:30 this evening, Pirates and Padres game two of the three-game series. Thank you there.
Pirate Steve. Dodgeball.
Oh, sorry. Don't know the dodgeball references.
What? Yeah, have you never watched dodgeball?
Haven't.
Okay, we were doing a segment in the winter.
Are you going to tell me that it's a great movie?
We're going to do a segment in the winter.
I'm sure you are.
Where Chris is going to have me make me watch something I haven't watched, and I'm going to make Chris watch something he hasn't watched, and Dodgeball is going to be on that list.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, we got great movie on the chat. There you go.
I bet.
Yeah.
Every movie you've ever seen is a great movie.
It's true.
I got the Padres starting lineup here, but... And we have a daily gambit, but who can do any of that while we're all on the edge of our seat waiting to find out what happened to Jazz Chisholm of the Yankees?
Thank you very much, Chris. Jazz Chisholm exited the game last night, and he is likely, Aaron Boone is saying, that he is headed to the IL with a left UCL injury. They are determining the severity of it, if surgery will be needed. But bad news for the Yankees, because Jazz Chisholm came in blazing.
He came flying out of the gate for the Yankees, right? He hit four home runs in their first three games. I don't know if he's done anything since then, but he won't be doing anything else in the near future for the Yankees. Scraby will now give you a check. All right, I'll give you a check of the Padres starting lineup. Leading off is Luis Arraez. He's back at the DH spot tonight. He's leading the National League in hitting. Despite a record, an average of only 305. Jerickson Profar is batting second. He's in the high 290s. He's under 300 now, but still right there in the top two or three in the batting race. Jake Cronenworth is batting third at first base. Manny Machado, after a night off, didn't look like he had a night off because Donovan Solano looked like him at third base last night.
He really did.
My goodness. Manny will be back in there batting cleanup. Xander Bogaerts fifth. Some kid named Jackson Merrill is batting sixth in center
field. Hope he
does well tonight. Yeah, it'd be nice to see him, you know, kind of introduce himself to the fans here. David Peralta continues to quietly, you know, get it done for the large part in right field. Ha-Seong Kim. Ha-Seong's still without a home run since June. He almost had one, of course, on Sunday in Miami, but that didn't happen, as it turned out. And, you know, the slump is there for Ha-Seong Kim, I hate to say. Down to about 227 now, I noticed last night.
Hasn't it been a season
in the batting
slump?
Average. Kyle Higashioka's batting ninth. Higashioka, by the way, almost hit another three-run homer last night. He missed it by about a foot.
You're right.
In the eighth inning.
You're right.
Michael King is on the mound for the Padres. Luis L. Ortiz will pitch for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He faced the Padres last week in Pittsburgh. Do we need a Pirate lineup? We do not. We're not going to get it. Let's get to today's Daily Gambit instead.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwynn and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We made some bets last night. We will review those bets. However, Chris, I'm going to retweet something from at 97.3 The Fan SD. We have our Eliminator Challenge has been set up, and I found a website that's going to be able to take everyone, and that's ESPN. So I tweeted out earlier, but if you are interested in playing the Eliminator Challenge for the NFL season, go to at 97.3 The Fan SD and sign up for it. Basically, here's the rules. You have to pick one team each week. Once you pick them, you cannot pick them anymore. If your team wins, you move on. If your team loses, you are out, and that includes even if you lose in week one. So lots on the line every single week, Chris.
Well, I'm in it. You're in it.
Tony will be in there.
I think a lot of people from the radio station will be in it. So if you want to get in the Eliminator Challenge, have some fun with us throughout the football season.
Yep.
Make sure you sign up at 97.3 The Fan. I did want to say one thing in defense of Jazz Chisholm.
Yes.
He did hit 4 home runs in his first 3 games of the Yankees. He did go on to hit 3 more home runs for the Yankees to finish with 7 in 14 games.
That's really good. He did awfully well
for them, but that does hurt. They lose him now to the knee injury. We'll see how serious.
I think it's an elbow injury, UCL, is that what it is?
Sorry, elbow.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, here are our bets from last night. I made a parlay, and it would be over 4.5 Joe Musgrove strikeouts. We could stop right there because he only had one on the net.
Yeah, one strikeout for Joe. He wasn't going for the whiffs last night.
No, he was not. Yeah. We'll move on. Padres -1.5 on the run line over the Pirates. Both of us picked the Padres. Both of us were wrong because the Padres won, but they only won by 1 run, 2-1.
Yeah, as it turned out, that ball that got past Jay Cronenworth and scored the Pirate run in the ninth inning with 2 outs determined the wager.
There you go.
I bet you there's a lot of people on casino floors in Las Vegas last night, either screaming or angry,
yes.
One or the other at that play.
The game last night, over under 8 runs total. We both went over, and obviously we're well short of that with only 3 runs. Shota Imanaga for the Cubs, over under 6 1/3 innings pitched last night. Chris said over, I said under. He went 5.
I said over? I thought I said under.
Okay,
I wrote under.
Okay,
but I could have said over and just written under.
If you have it, you're pretty good at that.
I'm not an Imanaga fan, so I'm pretty sure I did under.
Okay, Dodgers in Milwaukee, over under 8 runs in that game. You went under. I went over. You were correct because the score was 5-2 Dodgers.
Kershaw pitched well.
He did.
All those people who are trying to give up on Kershaw, don't go too fast on that.
Yankees were favored by 1.5 runs over the White Sox last night.
And I suggested that they should be favored by 2.5 or 3.5.
Yes. And both of us went Yankees thinking this was an easy one. The White Sox broke out last night. 12 runs, 18 hits. They win 12-2. We lose the bet.
Who did they get 7 of those runs off of?
Eniel De Los Santos.
Yeah, sorry about that, Eniel.
Yeah.
We hardly knew you.
We really did.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we knew. We just, you know, it was hard to watch at times.
I don't think Padre fans miss Eniel De Los Santos,
honestly. I don't think so either. Yeah, I don't think so either. Braves and Giants, who had more strikeouts in the game? Chris Sale or Blake Snell? Both of us went with Snellzilla. We were close, but Sale, he had 12, and Blake Snell had 11.
Oh, that would have been a heartbreak loss right there in the betting world. I was 2-4 last night. You were?
1-5.
Oh, wow.
So, sorry
really?
About that.
Was that bad? I didn't
yes,
realize
you were
that.
Bad last oh, night. Geez. Let's see if we can turn it around tonight as we go to the Yankees again, 1.5 over the White Sox. You can't possibly bet the White Sox to beat them again, can you?
I'll take the Yankees. What are you doing?
I'm going to take the Yankees. They're not going to have 12 runs 2 games in a row.
So we'll see. Turek Skubal.
Okay.
One of the AL Cy Young favorites. 8 strikeouts tonight.
Wow.
Over under in his matchup on the Hill. He's facing, let me see, the Seattle Mariners, who do strike out a lot. If I recall, when they were in town, remember their beat writer said they struck out like endlessly.
And Julio Rodriguez was in a major slump,
yeah,
and then he had four hits.
Then he got hot.
Run, yeah.
Right. Who do you like here? Skubal, 8 strikeouts.
You know,
under.
After the trade deadline, I really have not paid attention to anything that he's been. So I'm just going to say that he is over.
Over. Okay, because of that, I'll say under, but he's been pretty good. The AL Cy Young, from what I'm hearing, because I don't follow it as closely as the NL,
yeah,
it's going to come down to either Skubal or our old friend Seth Lugo.
Ooh, I hope Lugo wins.
And Lugo's pitching tonight for the Royals. He is 6 1/3 innings over or under in his matchup, and that is at Minnesota against the
Minnesota
Twins. I will support Seth Lugo.
Over.
Although 6 2/3 is a lot.
It is.
These days.
It is. But he's been going pretty deep into games, I thought.
Yes, he has.
Gonna
support
I'm
going to
go
Seth
under.
Lugo?
I think
no,
he
you're not
six.
Supporting him. Okay. Not supporting him tonight.
That doesn't mean he's...
LA Dodgers are 1.5 over Milwaukee. Last night I went the Dodgers' way. Tonight, Scraby, what do you think? In Milwaukee.
I'm going to go for the Brew Crew.
Come on, Brew Crew. Give us a little help. Would you please?
Need some.
Come on, man. We'll take Milwaukee here for sure. Now 2 on the Padre game. Over under 8 runs tonight. Padres and Pirates.
Over under 8.
Over under 8. This is going to be over tonight. That whatever happened with Jake Woodford last night is not happening tonight with Luis Ortiz.
We say that a lot.
I know we do, but the Padres are going to hit tonight.
So you're saying over.
I'm saying over.
I'm going to go under just to get one back.
Interesting.
In case
okay.
they do that.
And then Michael King, over under 6 innings for him tonight, starting for the Padres.
Michael King is an interesting one because he does sometimes rack up the pitches early in games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say he goes over.
You're going to say over anyway.
Yes.
You just said you made a statement as to that you were going under.
I know. I don't want to cheer against him, so I'm going to
go
over.
I'm not cheering against him, but I'm still saying under. Michael King can pitch really well and still get taken out after 5 2/3 innings.
That's true.
Seems like sometimes he's just sailing along. He's doing great. He's striking everybody out. And then he looks over, and here comes Mike Shildt. And the look on Michael King's face is, oh, no.
Like, really?
Like, really? You're not taking me out now.
I mean, it was last week. He started out the game. I think he struck out the first two batters against the Pirates. And then there was the Bryce Johnson error. And then he threw, like, 30 more pitches in that inning.
Yep. That hurt him last week. All right, I'll say under. There's our picks today. Hopefully we'll do a little better than we did last night. We're up against a quick break. When we come back, Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
No.
The rivalry resumes between Scraby and Tony next on Gwen and Chris. All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Costello. Tony Gwynn Jr. is out at Petco Park. He's running back and forth. But he's coming right back here shortly because he and Scraby are going to play a round of Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. That is coming up momentarily. About time for Scraby to post a victory over Tony Gwynn Jr.
Yeah, it would be about time.
Actually. Be nice if you could do it. We'll see what happens.
Would be
in the game that's coming up. I want to give everybody an opportunity right now to win a pair of tickets to see two great bands at Petco Park. One is Def Leppard. One is Journey. All right? I'm trying to come up with the definitive trivia question for this.
Okay.
I'm not really coming up with it.
It's okay to just give them away.
Really?
I think so.
Never stop believing. Oh, no, don't stop believing.
Never stop
That's the word.
Believing.
That's the name of the song. All right. I don't know. We'll just give them away. 11th caller.
If you're struggling.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to the 11th caller.
Okay.
I usually am really fun and cool, but I don't have it right now.
Save that clip.
So the 11th caller at 833-288-0973 will win tickets to see Def Leppard and Journey.
You beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm a go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
And hi, how are you, all you beautiful people out there? Welcome to the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. I am Mr. Ello, and we are ready to play today with, neither player as the reigning champion of the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. That's right, Adam Klug took the last title, a non-sports-related game.
Yeah, thanks for doing that when I wasn't
with
here.
With Scraby out, we did a little geography. Neither Tony nor Adam was able to come up with the fact that Nebraska and Montana are located west of the Mississippi.
Are you kidding me? I would have known that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, maybe. And then maybe you would have forgotten a different state. Anyway, it went into a tiebreaker. Adam prevailed in an exciting tiebreaker. But that's neither here nor there because it's back to the contest that we all love, Matt Scraby versus Tony Gwynn Jr., and we're going to get right to it. I'll give the category today. They will name answers going back and forth. If you get one wrong, you get a strike, three strikes, and you're out. There are 20 points up for grabs today on 16 different correct answers, but some of them are repeated answers. And if you get those, you will score more points.
Ooh.
So those will be ones you will try to target today.
What's the category again? I'm sorry.
I haven't given the category yet. Okay. I'm keeping everybody in a bit of suspense. You can play along out there, see how well you do. This is not a creative category today. Straight up, right in your face, name the Major League Baseball players that have won MVP awards over the last 10 seasons.
Hmm.
Name the Major League Baseball players, American and National League, that have won MVP awards over the last 10 seasons. That means 2014 through 2023. All right, so you have 10 seasons, thus 20 points, because there's 10 on each side. Scrape, you want to go first or second in today's category?
You know what? I'm going to go second today.
That's not a good move.
Okay,
because
I'm
you
go
just
first
gave
today.
Him 3 points. He's going to take the first answer and score 3 points. You want him to do that?
No, I don't. I don't.
Oh, my God. He is not smart at all, Tony.
What the heck?
You should never lose to this guy, honestly.
What the heck?
He struggles.
All right, go ahead, Tony. You're first. Scrape,
no,
you said no.
No,
no.
Go ahead, Scrape.
No,
go
I want ahead, Tony Scrape. To go now.
No, yeah, go ahead, Scrape.
Okay. Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani, that's were 2 points, actually. He
I know,
won the MVP award
three now
in 23 and 21. So Scraby takes a 2-0 lead. Tony's turn. Scraby, you're unbelievable.
You guys have already thrown me off.
Thrown you off? How have we thrown you off?
Good. I'll take Michael Trout.
Mike Trout's a better one to take. He's
won
three.
You know why it didn't come to mind? Because he never plays.
Well, he played in 2019. 2019 and 2014, or 2019, 16, and 14. He won the MVP all three times. So Tony takes a 3-2 lead. So even though you went first, you still boxed up the strategy.
That's not true.
Scraby, it is your turn. Who would you like to select now?
Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge, one-time winner, 2022. That is worth a single point for you. That ties things up at 3-3, and now it is Tony's turn.
How about perhaps the greatest right-handed hitter of all time, Miguel Cabrera?
Miguel Cabrera. That is going to
2014.
That is going to be a buzzer for Tony Gwynn Jr. Miguel Cabrera did not win an MVP award in the last 10 years.
I went 2012.
Yeah, I think he won 12 and 11 or 13. Anyway,
12 or 13. Yeah. I messed up on the date.
So Tony Gwynn Jr. getting a little
it'll make it more interesting.
He's getting a little cocky now over there.
He's
getting
wins.
Cocky now. He's got a strike. Scraby does not have a strike, and we're tied 3-3. And
come
it is
on,
your
Scraby.
Turn, Scraby.
I'm going to take my guy from last year, Ronald Acuna Jr.
Ronald Acuna Jr., safe pick, but correct, and gives you the lead 4-3. There's still 1 2-time winner remaining. Everybody else won at once. Tony Gwynn Jr., it is your selection. Trailing by a single point now.
How about this one? Clayton Kershaw.
Ooh,
Clayton Kershaw,
list.
Sneaky. 2014 just sneaks in there. He did win the MVP 10 years ago this season. And that ties it back up for Tony. It is Scraby 4. It is Tony 4. And Scraby, it is your turn with 11 correct answers remaining.
Now I'm getting a little weird.
You're getting a little weird.
Yeah.
It's in the last 10
sudden,
years.
Every AL player that's ever played is not coming to mind.
No, you have National League as well.
About Mookie Betts?
Mookie Betts.
Mookie.
American League MVP in 2018. That is correct for the Boston Red Sox. Mookie Betts won it. And Scraby goes ahead now, 5-4. 9 points have been taken. 11 points left. 10 correct answers. Tony Gwynn Jr.
How about one Bryce Harper?
There's the other guy that won twice. Tony takes him off the board with a 2-pointer. He won once for Philadelphia in 2021. He won once for Washington in 2015. So Tony has taken a 6-5 lead, but Tony does have a strike against him. Scraby,
strike,
it is
Mike.
Your turn. 7, 8, 9 answers remaining.
Oh, gosh.
9 correct answers remaining for you to choose from here. MVPs in Major League Baseball the last 10 years.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh.
Wow, don't get hurt.
Christian Yelich.
Better be right after that discovery. It is cool. He just binged in. Talk about cocky.
Well,
just rang the bell before I told you it was right.
Well, because I knew it was right.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because on MLB The Show, it shows accomplishments, and I remembered it said MVP.
Sorry that I'm here to interrupt the game for you. We are tied at 6-6. Tony has a strike, and it is Tony's turn to name an MVP in the last 10 years. Eight correct answers remain on the board.
How about one? Cody Bellinger.
Cody Bellinger, Los Angeles Dodgers, 2019. Tony Gwynn Jr. is very good at this.
Yeah. Let's
give him a 7-6 lead. In fact, he gave away a strike on purpose today.
He did not.
He's feeling so giddy about things.
I just can't add. Or gear, for that matter.
So, Scrabby, you need one to tie it back up. There are still plenty of correct answers. Seven remaining that are MVPs over the last 10 years. I'll give you a clue. There are four in the National League left, and there are three in the American League left, if that should help you in any way, shape, or form. Remember, you can play out there along, see how many you can get. Scrabby's thinking hard here, trying to avoid his first strike.
Here he goes.
He's trailing 7-6.
Oh,
Tony
Canada.
Is goading him on in the background.
Here he
comes. Oh!
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. See, I didn't ring it because I wasn't sure.
Well, it's not correct. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has not yet won an MVP award.
I thought he did. That's why he got
his
the cover.
Dad, I believe, won one. But Vladimir Guerrero Jr., not yet quite an MVP. I think he won a home run derby.
He's
as good as he's done so far. Scrappy's got his first strike. Tony's got a 7-6 lead with seven correct answers remaining. Tony, your turn.
How about Freddie Freeman?
Freddie Freeman. God, he's just ripping him off.
I wasn't sure.
2020 with the Atlanta Braves, Freddie Freeman did take an MVP trophy
home.
That
one doesn't count.
He did.
That gives Tony Gwynn Jr. an 8-6 lead.
How did he get so far ahead?
Well, he had a two-pointer with Bryce Harper, and he had a three-pointer with Mike Trout.
I'm still kind of angry. You know, this would have been a much better category for Adam than it would have been for me. I would have loved the geography category.
Why are you living in the past?
Adam
would have got smoked just like you get smoked.
I don't know. Adam's got a little bit better memory for stuff like
that
this.
That he does, especially when it comes to states.
And sports.
8-6 is the score. You guys are just bickering back and forth here as the game goes on. 8-6, one strike apiece. Scrabby, three in the National League, three in the American League. MVP winners in the last 10 years. You need to come up big right here.
What about Jose Ramirez?
He certainly should have won one
certainly
by now. He certainly has not, unfortunately. Jose Ramirez is a strike two for Scrabby.
At least I'm throwing out good guesses.
You're guessing a guy. If you do say so yourself, failing to realize that an incorrect answer is never truly a good guess. But that is Jose Ramirez is probably one of the better players not to win an MVP award.
For sure.
And
my gosh, I'm an idiot.
8-6 for Tony. Turn, Tony, to extend on your lead.
How about Paul Goldschmidt?
Just a couple of years ago, Paul Goldschmidt of the St. Louis Cardinals did win the NL MVP 2022. I mean, you talk about coming out of nowhere. I mean, he did, and he got it. So it is 9-6 now. Tony is Tony's bravado is showing through here as we get late in the game. Scrabby needs one to avoid elimination. And is he going to come up with it?
Probably not.
Let's see. You got five correct answers remaining.
Well, I wanted to say Buster Posey, but I think it was before 2014, so I'm not going to
do that. Maybe. Maybe not.
I think it might have been 2012.
Okay.
Maybe.
2011.
Maybe not.
Tony's really helping you over here.
Why don't I just go with the guy who everybody thinks is great, but we think is mid?
Paul Skeens?
Arenado.
Nolan Arenado for the game.
I knew that. I mean, this
Tony, do you want to tell him what happened here? That's the ball game. It is three strikes. Scrabby is out. Tony Gwynn Jr. returns to the championship chair in Chris's Fantabulous Sports game show today.
I hate this game.
Five correct answers went unsaid. Tony, how many of those would you like to name just for fun?
Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh. He won it with the Marlins in 2017.
Wow.
That is correct.
How about a Jose Altuve? Don't take my shirt off.
Scraby, you should have got that. Jose Altuve, one of your favorite guys. Didn't, he did also win in 2017.
I know I mentioned Freeman in 20. Didn't wasn't Abreu in that in the American League side?
How Jose? About that? Jose Abreu.
I would have never guessed that.
One of the worst players in Major League Baseball history.
What?
Except he won an MVP. That's a little mean.
Yeah, I was going to say. The guy won an MVP.
But after that, my goodness, did he flame out. Yeah.
Did we say Chris Bryant?
No. Scraby forgot his guy, Chris Bryant.
I kept thinking, is there a Cub?
Yeah, there was. Chris Bryant.
There was a Cub.
Who went on the disabled list again yesterday, Scraby.
No way.
Yeah, yes, just to upset you even more. There's only one more guy that you haven't named. You guys have done awfully well. 2015 American League winner, Josh Donaldson.
Oh, yeah, I put that one out of my head.
Yeah, Josh Donaldson.
He put it out of his head.
All right, so Tony wins the Fantabulous Sports Game Show today. 9-6 was the score.
You know, I played myself today.
Despite
you did.
An early
you
strike.
Did play yourself.
You know what I did?
You mentally shot yourself.
I knew this was never going to happen. I was a drinker in the earlier part of the
10-year span
yes,
here.
So a lot of that is fuzzy. But I studied Rookie of the Year winners today.
You did!
That was going to be the category.
You thought it was going to go with the Rookie of the Year winners. I thought that would have been almost impossible to do, so we did not do that.
It was. It would have been, so.
Yeah. All right, Scraby comes up short despite his best efforts. Your chance to play trivia is coming up next. Little Chris versus the Fan dialing in as the music's just...
What? What's going on over there?
It's loud, it's soft, it's fast, it's slow. I try to give you the phone number, but I don't think you'd be able to hear it out there. Just dial in to play trivia.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.